Well, hello, all of you Abundance Alliance members. This is Tanya Gabrielle, and it is March 26, 2013. What a day it's been so far. Oh, my gosh. I remember last call that we had in February. I was telling you about how by the end of this month, things are really going to intensify, and they sure have for me and everybody I talk to. And, you know, it's just a very, very emotional time right now, and I'll get into that in a moment, because obviously there is a reason in astronumerology. You know, and with astronumerology, you can pretty much pinpoint everything that's going on. So we will be looking at that in a moment and how it affects you as well. So, but what? Just a couple items in the news that I noticed today. It is the 26th, and 2 + 6 = 8, and of course March is a 9 universal month. So when you add any number to the number 9, and you reduce that number to the single digit, you get the same number. So, for example, today is the 26th. We're in a 9 month. When you add 26, 2 + 6 to 9, you get 17. And then when you reduce 17, you get another 8. So 26 is an 8 day, and the whole date is an 8 as well. So that makes it a double 8 vibration today. And so what's fascinating, of course, is that Proposition 8 here in the U.S. is being debated in the Supreme Court. The court is deeply divided about the issue, and, of course, no surprise there. And it's very interesting. This is, by the way, a California proposition. This is the state I live in, about having marriage across the board for both gay and, you know, everybody else, all couples being able to marry. And so it's deeply divided, and it's on an 8-day, Proposition 8, 8 date as well. And so the reason it's intensifying so much, you know, emotionally for people is because at the end of this month, tomorrow, in a few hours, actually, we're going to have this full moon, which is, I mentioned in our last call, probably the biggest, most important, most powerful full moon of the whole year, because it triggers many things at once. It's not just a full moon, which obviously are always somewhat emotional periods for all of us, but this one is even more important for many reasons, which I'll go into shortly. Another story, by the way, that's been in the news more in Europe, but also being covered here in the U.S., is the Cyprian problem, the issue in Cyprus with the banks. And, you know, there is a situation in Europe now where the European Union wants to keep a single currency intact against all odds, and they're starting to bully some smaller countries like Cyprus. And, you know, bank deposits obviously are private property. They're very emotional. They're life savings for people. And so when there's a decision made to take money away from people's savings, it's obviously highly charged. And in this case, the authorities are justifying pillaging life savings from people. So it is really a bank robbery. The only way you can actually take money legally is through taxes, not by taking money out of private property bank accounts. So, again, very highly emotionally charged and very important because it sets a precedent for how the EU is dealing with this issue in Europe. And the bullying part of this, again, ties into what's happening with this situation with the full moon because, as you see in a moment, the planet Mars and the planet Uranus are very much involved. And so there's a lot of unexpected very highly charged energy that's being released right now. Another story, just the final one I'll just pinpoint today, that is the whole North Korea threats, especially against the U.S., very volatile there. Now, of course, nobody really knows what's going on, you know, in their heads over there. Are they really, you know, are these serious or are these just you know, peacock showing off, you know, the colors for the young leader there to show that he's strong. We don't know. Nobody knows, but it's intensifying as we speak, and so it's something that obviously needs to you know, be calmed down. So here's the thing. What's going on is that we are obviously all in Aries right now. The sun is in Aries. And Aries is ruled by Mars, the planet Mars, which is the planet of action, the planet of moving forward. It's a very quick-moving, strong planet. The shadow side of Mars is that it can become volatile, very fiery, angry. And so in this case, what's happening is Mars and Sun and Venus and Uranus are all in Aries in pretty much the same location. They're all conjunct. They're within a few degrees of each other. And so there are four planets that are together right now. And when Mars and Uranus come together, there's just a lot of fireworks. There's no way around it, especially when the full moon gets involved, which it will tomorrow. So there our emotions are really being affected by this. So if you're feeling more supercharged, intense, or just reactive to people, it definitely is related to this. So just know to take time outs to maybe go take a walk or drive or whatever you need to do to calm things down if you're feeling activated in this way. Because the flip side, the good side of this is that you can take a lot of action. You know, this is very much about forward movement. That's what Aries and Mars are about. So you can, if you do release properly and find an outlet for your feelings, you can actually accomplish a whole lot right now. So it's a great time to focus on these emotional issues, which are all related to your abundance anyway. You know, everything that you do emotionally that you attend to will affect the flow of abundance in your life. The quicker you deal with it, the quicker you will make room and clear out energy that is stuck. So, and for many, many people, emotions do get stuck. They get stuck in the body. They get stuck mentally. They can't move forward. They feel paralyzed. And so this kind of astronumerology event allows us to be literally kicked in the butt, really, because if we don't move on our own account and get things released, you know, this kind of constellation in the skies right now is going to do it for us. So just be aware of that. So if things come up for you that are challenging you to change, to shift, to release, it's all good because it is actually going to help you in the end. Now, here's the other thing I want to let all of you know. This full moon is at 6 degrees. 6 is an abundance number. We are in a 6 year. 2013 is a 6 year. That's why I call it the year that the divine law of abundance is being released right now in all of us. So the fact that the moon is at 6 degrees is very, very important because it really is a tip-off for you to really look at within yourself what is keeping you from reaching the abundance that you want or from feeling a sense of abundance. And so this is obviously financially, but it also extends to your relationships and how you feel about your work, because all of those are interrelated into how your life is flowing. And abundance is a flow. It is an energy exchange between you and others that results in money. So if things are flowing smoothly, you have a great moment now with the moon at 6 degrees in a 6 year, in a 9 month of release to really, really set your, you know, activate your goals in a way that allows you to move forward, especially as we go into April and May. And those 2 months are really tied into this full moon because of what is being triggered by this full moon. So, and I'll get to that in a moment. But just so you know, this supercharged emotional moment is a gift to all of us. If we are honest about, you know, confronting what it is we need to look at here, whatever that may be. And to tell you the truth, because the moon is in Libra tomorrow, a lot of what you will be dealing with are relationship issues. So issues with anybody doesn't mean only romantic, but it could be any relationship in your life. Those will be the ones that will really help you move forward. So what I was alluding to before is that this full moon triggers many other things as well. First of all, it touches on every planet out there, because every planet is between, I believe, 3 and 11 degrees right now. That's very unusual. The full moon is at 6 degrees. That means every planet is being triggered by this full moon. That's very, very important and doesn't happen very often. So that's a very rare occasion. The other thing is this full moon happens to be triggering the square between Pluto and Uranus, which is ongoing. It really kicked into gear last year, and it is ongoing until 2015. And this is very, very important because Pluto is definitely about being really, I mean, in a sense, with Pluto, you want to let go more than you ever feel you can. I mean, this is Pluto is has a way of purging. Really, that's a good word for Pluto. And easy to remember. They both start with P. Pluto and purging. It purges the unseen, the subconscious, the matter that we consider more dark matter. Pluto goes in there, makes it visible, and purges it. And when Pluto and Uranus are square each other, Uranus does it through excitement, through forward movement, through unexpected events that come up in your life. And there's a great electricity with Uranus and an ability to see the future and to be very innovative. Uranus really represents freedom, and Pluto represents empowerment and power. So we've got freedom versus power, and how to bring those two together. These are two archetypes that are now sort of a little bit in friction with each other. And so within all of us, this full moon is triggering that square. And so what we need to know is, since we will be confronted on some level, we must allow the purging to happen. So there can be huge breakthroughs right now, really wonderful breakthroughs. If you are able to overcome your resistance, right, you literally can go to a brand new level within yourself, no matter what it is. I saw it in my daughter this morning. She had an unbelievable moment with her music. And it came after a lot of hard work and frustration, but she did it. And I was really, you know, I was there for her. I motivated her. I was a mirror for her so that her emotions were able to be looked at. They weren't just, you know, put under the rug and ignored or just be angry at the world for things not going the way she wanted, et cetera, et cetera. Those things are all very normal when you are changing. And Uranus is literally the planet of change, of freedom. So all of us are being confronted by this. That's why the Supreme Court decision on, you know, whether to allow gay marriage is such a big issue, because it pretty much triggers the deepest emotions in people one way or the other, you know. So there, it's really a kind of purging. Like, what do you really feel? What is the core issue here about love? What is it, you know? And so when we're dealing with those very profound and, you know, all-encompassing but very simple archetypes such as love, and we bring them into the, you know, political arena, there's going to be friction. And that's Pluto right there, Pluto versus Uranus, freedom versus power. We're dealing with it as we speak in our own personal life and in the greater world at large. You'll just see stories definitely, you know, that speak to this. So the other thing is that there's one more item that is very exciting that I wanted to end with that will give you a lot of joy, actually. And that is that, unbelievably, the other wonderful sacred geometric shape that is being triggered in the skies right now is called a yod, or finger of God. I love that, finger of God. And if you remember from my video for the winter solstice, the 12/21/2012 video that I had for you, where I spoke about the finger of God pointing to Jupiter and all that meant, well, this same yod between being pointed at Jupiter and with Saturn and Pluto at the base, this same finger of God is being activated right now in the skies. And it's right during the full moon. So it's giving us all an extra ingredient, and that is a feeling of expansion, especially this expansion of consciousness. And it just makes the energy even more exciting because Jupiter is about broadening everything, you know. And it can also, you know, enlarge whatever we're feeling. So if you're feeling negative, it's going to enlarge that. It's definitely about expanding everything. So keep that in mind. But this particular finger of God is being activated right now, and it's pointing to the 12th house. In the chart that I made on Greenwich Mean Time, Universal Time, it's pointing to the 12th house. So isn't that interesting to me? Because the 12th house in an astrology chart is ruled by Pluto. It's about your innermost, really, you know, the stuff that is unseen. And so Jupiter is wanting you to take it all out, take the laundry out, wash it, air it, clean it, and move on with your life right now. And Jupiter is saying, look, your happiness, your abundance really depends on you doing this. So anything that's limiting you in a negative way is being brought out now. It's being shown, and you have an opportunity, and really see this as an opportunity. I really mean that when I say opportunity, to release. Okay, so, and, you know, having said that, 9, March is a 9 universal month. 9 is about release. So it's all tied together. The astronumerology, as usual, same messages in the numerology as we have in the astrology. They complement each other in a beautiful way, and they do so both universally and personally to you. So don't resist the changes. Trust in the process. Trust in the experiences that are happening in your life right now. You know, the Libra full moon really will allow you to balance your life after this kind of release. So Libra is about balance and beauty. So and of course, you know, in the end, this is all about you feeling the unconditional love that is everywhere. It is what makes up the fabric of the universe. And so we have another opportunity to wake up and feel that. So let's move on now to, there are a couple of people who wanted readings. And like I said, when you want a reading, I definitely want you on the call. So that just is a prerequisite to receiving a live reading. So we had Shari and we had Leanne, who asked for a more in-depth reading. And all of you, just so you know, if you're listening to a recording of this call and are not on the call, please email us at the same address that you receive the teleseminar info at if you want an in-depth reading on our next call, because all of you get at least one, if not more, throughout the year, where I actually look at your personal cycles in astronumerology. And this is something that, you know, I charge a lot for when you sign up for this on my website. So it's a really added bonus for you to be able to participate and take advantage of this throughout the year. So if either Shari or Leanne or both of you, if you could press *6 on your phone so you can get in line for your readings, that way I can start on it. And as soon as you, both of you or one of you are ready, I see one of you has pressed *6, I will start the reading. And then when we're done with that, I will go over a couple more items. And then just keep in mind for the next call, for all of you who are in this group, you benefit from being live with me, right? And look, if you can't be on the call, just send us an email. Let us know, look, I really have a question about this or this or this or that, and could you please do my reading, but I can't be on the call. I will absolutely do that. But otherwise, you know, I really won't know exactly what to look at with you. So today I can look at where the full moon is located in your chart. That'll be a very important moment in your life, you know, tomorrow and even now, you know, where that full moon is situated is actually quite important. So any of you who are on the call who want to ask me that question, I can check your chart and let you know about that. Okay, so let's see who is lined up.
Hello, it's Cherie.
Hi, Cherie. How are you? Sorry, I keep saying sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah,
I will answer.
Well, good. Okay, good. So let me get your chart out over here. And, okay, yes, I see your full moon is right close to your seventh house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So now I want to talk about what you want to look at, because that's important. But I'll also get into this whole full moon issue with you as well, just so you're aware of what's going on. So let me know what you want to ask me about first.
Mainly I'm interested in career and relationship. Those are the main things.
Okay. And is there anything specific to those that, you know, in terms of career, is there like a new direction you want to go in? Do you want to change course? Or is it just that you want to expand on what you're doing now?
Well, I just opened up a month ago Phoenix Guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the site that we have on Facebook that you've been following me on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing the astronumerology and the manifestation mentoring. And so I just started that up.
Okay, so how's that going?
Well, we're getting more and more popular. I'm having delays in websites and, you know, landing pages and such as that. That hasn't come to be as of yet, but it should be by the end of the week. And so just any advice or input that you can put there. I haven't made the abundance yet, but it's on its way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you have set up now is an actual website called Phoenix Guidance. Is that correct?
I have the domain, and the site is in progress.
Okay, so that, you know, that's one reason that this is very good. You brought this up, Cherie,
mm-hmm.
because one of the things I need to emphasize for everyone right now is that yes, you can hope for abundance to happen, but you need to have a way to, you know, to put out the rain buckets, you
right.
know, so that people can pay you. And,
yep.
Right, so once your website is up, that's taking action. And right now, with Mars being really super activated, it is a great time to just say, look, I need to get this site up now, and I need to do it as soon as possible so that I can take in money, you know, for my services. Because until you have a way for people to pay you, you can't really magically make the money come in, right? So
right.
So that is the first thing I would say you need to get set up is your website.
Right.
So
it's in progress. We're
yeah.
close.
Okay. Do you know how close you are?
Probably next week.
Okay. Very good. Let's see. So.
Because I have been pushing.
You've been pushing.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do that. You got to keep them on their toes so that they, you know, move forward. Now, the interesting thing you brought this up, because the full moon happens to be in your sixth house. It's at 6 degrees Libra, which is, you know, your sixth house still. And that is very much your day-to-day work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that you feel pushed and pushing on that level, it makes total sense to me, especially, and you probably feel a little bit emotional, you know?
Yeah.
Like you really want this to happen now, and it's because of what's going on for you in the sixth house right now. So once this full moon is over, and by next week you'll definitely feel relief, especially the emotionally charged aspect of this, I think you'll be in the clear, and it'll move pretty fast for you, actually. Because, believe it or not, Mars is currently right on your ascendant. I don't know if you knew that. But Mars is at... Yeah, Mars is at 11 degrees Aries, and your ascendant is 10 degrees Aries.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually 30 minutes. It's like literally you're 10:42 on your ascendant, and Mars is at 11:12. So it's like that's like half a minute. I mean, that's like really, really amazing. So Mars is there, and because Mars is there, guess what? There are three other planets there, conjunct. Like I said, four planets are together in Aries. They're all together. That means that the Sun and Venus, but in particular Uranus at 8 degrees, is right there on your ascendant.
Right.
So that brings up unexpected events. It brings up you getting highly charged, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really feeling like you're ending something and beginning something brand new, which is totally right, because you're moving from the last house into the first house with these two planets, especially,
mm-hmm.
you know, Mars and Uranus. And the whole sense of who you are is being transformed right now. So that's why I say it's definitely going to happen. Just give it a little bit of, you know, time, but it will, you will, you're exactly where you want to be. Interestingly enough, Pluto, I remember I was talking about the square between Uranus, Pluto, and Pluto is right at your, at the top of your midheaven right there. So your square is between your ascendant and your midheaven. So there may be a little bit of a fight within you between personal life and career
mm-hmm.
right now. Do you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. There's a little bit of a push and pull, like, okay, one's interfering with the other. Which one should I put my time into? This is a little frustrating. And, you know, because when you start something like you are, it does take a lot of time, and the time does impede somewhat on your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And that can sometimes feel exhausting or frustrating, especially if you're in a relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There can be issues that can come up. So, but Pluto up there really does mean you are undergoing a transformation and you are empowering yourself. And that may sometimes interfere with what you want for yourself personally, but it's okay. I wouldn't. You need to just know that it's totally appropriate for you to have these feelings.
Okay,
right now.
Cool.
To make matters even more fiery is in your progressions, which happen much more slowly, really super slow. Your Mars is still around your midheaven, and so it's moving away. It's not too much there, too much longer, but still, you have a lot of fiery stuff going on at once in your
yeah.
chart right now.
Yeah, everything is hypercharged.
Yeah, yeah. And when
I'm
you look
the
at your
Phoenix, I'm going. I'm
well.
Flaming.
There you go. Phoenix is the word to use for a transformation. That's for
mm-hmm.
sure. Yeah, it's
right.
a very good name for you. And then what I also like to do, Cherie, is I like to see where the planets are that we just discussed in your natal chart. So if I look at your actual natal chart and see, well, where is Mars, where is Uranus in your chart? Well, look at where they are. Where is Uranus in your natal chart? It's in your sixth house.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's conjunct Pluto mm-hmm. in your sixth house.
Right.
Which is, they're both at 17 degrees in your
yes.
sixth house. That's, so, you know, when you look at that sixth house, daily life, daily work schedule, discipline, right, day-to-day health stuff, all of that is being activated by what's going on right now. 17 degrees, 17 is immortality, it is power, it is strength through overcoming obstacles, leaving a legacy behind. So this is amazing stuff for you. I mean, you should know that this, you are going to really create something here that will leave a legacy behind. You know, of course, you have to put the work into it and focus in the appropriate way.
Right.
But having done that, it's all set up for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the other planet I want to look at is Mars, because Mars is very important to you. Your
yes.
ascendant is Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Your ascendant is Aries, excuse me, ruled by Mars. So the fact that we're having major Mars accentuation right now is affecting you. And your Mars is in your eighth house. And I think I alluded to the eighth house last time when I said it is really probably the most important house in my mind in the chart. You happen to have three planets in the eighth house. So you are definitely an eighth house person.
Yes.
That's a big accentuation. Having three planets in any house is unusual. And to have three in the eighth is really quite a big deal. And so when Mars is in the eighth house, First of all, the eighth house is about money, sex, and death. So all the issues that are taboo. That's why it's the most important house, because we sort of try to push it all under the rug. let's not deal with these. So having Mars in that house means you're highly sexual. You really bond with someone on a physical level. And you can even become obsessive sometimes, you know, so you have to be careful of that.
Right.
But you really like to live on the edge. I mean, Mars really is a very exciting planet. So you know, you have intense passions. You like experiencing strong shifts, even in emotion, you know. And one of the things I really recommend for you is that, I don't know if you do this, but with this placement, it's really important for you to exercise regularly because you have a lot of intense energy in you. So there's like this emotional undercurrent that's always bubbling underneath the surface, and you want to be able to release it. It's very similar to people who have 11s in numerology. I tell them they must exercise every day because emotionally they're very sensitive. For you, the emotions just are there, and you just need to express them somehow. And physical movement, just like, you know, when you take a nice brisk walk for 20 minutes, it moves all the organs inside of your body and allows them to breathe and move, and it's like you're exercising the organs. The same way for your emotions, you know, when you do that through physical exercise. So anyway, that's important. And you can be very expressive with your emotions. You can also repress them and keep secrets. You know, the eighth house is the house of secrets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is something that you might want to be careful about, you know, because sometimes people may feel, since you are very much an eighth house person, that you are not telling them everything, that, you know, like you're holding back a little bit. You have a huge, amazing imagination. So you're so perceptive. And you actually love digging up secrets. You know, you like finding answers to secret things and secret topics like astrology, numerology.
Right.
you like being that detective, you know.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're very inquisitive. So research excites you. So you love delving deeply into topics, and you're like an investigator, you know, like, I don't know, you could even say you would be good at solving, you know, missing people
problem.
Issues and all that kind of stuff. You'd be very good at that. You like to be by yourself, so you really do need time alone. So if you're in a relationship, make sure right now especially that you have your own space. Whether it's a relationship like you have a child or children or a partner, whatever it is, you need time, you need a space for you. So that's important. And then the other thing is you have huge talents in the healing fields. And so, you know, the eighth house is, like I said, about sexuality, life and death, and money. And so, you know, it's obviously an intense house, but it does cover healing and psychology and, you know, sort of those things that people talk about when they go to see a therapist are usually those issues, you know.
Right.
So, and those are issues that you actually can help others with. So,
right. I've been a therapist for 20 years. Yes.
Exactly. So you're really cut out for that. And this is you know, remember, you have three planets. You even have Neptune, the very spiritual planet. So this is a house that is being triggered for you now. So it's interesting to me that you're launching this you know, new website, and because it actually, you know, everything I just described is being activated by your website and your offerings and your products and services. And so you can tell just by my letting you know and pointing out what's happening right now that you are totally on track. And
good.
So not to not to even be concerned with anything really, except to just get things, get one foot in front of the other and make sure things are progressing the way you want them to, you know. And if you're doing that, then the abundance will come because it's already there. It's already being initiated in your actions.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It
so
does.
You also asked about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at that. Okay. So I'm assuming you are not in one, or you are?
Yes and no.
Maybe that's why I asked the question like that.
Yes.
Okay.
So yes and no.
Yes and no. Okay. Let me see here. We know Saturn is still in your seventh house.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn's been in your seventh house for
forever.
A while. Yeah. It's about to leave, though. I mean, soon Saturn will be gone, and then it'll be in your eighth house. But it is retrograding right now, so it'll still be in your seventh house for a while. When Saturn's in your seventh house, everything about that particular house will be restricted and slow down. And so if you are in a relationship that you're not meant to be in, you'll feel the restrictions of the relationship. You'll feel either suffocated by it, or you'll feel it's not quite working, or it's keeping you from moving forward. You'll feel somehow restricted
mm-hmm.
in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's what's been going on for you, but if it has, know that it'll just be a little bit longer, this
okay.
energy.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on with your planets. Okay, so you have Sun and Mercury in that house, both at 17-8, 26-8. So you really like being the person in power in your relationships,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that can scare off some men, too, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you're very powerful.
Right.
Right? You like being the person who makes really the big decisions. Let me look. Okay, so right now, Jupiter is, okay, that's nice. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, Jupiter is going to be trining your Sun and Mercury, which are pretty much conjunct. They're only 9 degrees apart, 17 degrees and 26 degrees. So when that happens and Saturn starts moving out, I would say in the next few months you could feel a really nice shift, a lightening. Right now it's still a little bit, the heaviness is still there, but you're going to feel a lightening up of that energy and like a gift, like some kind of gift. You'll feel
okay.
an opportunity, because that's a really nice aspect, the trine, to
okay.
that conjunction.
Okay.
So, yeah, that will really lighten up the energy that you've been feeling.
Okay,
so,
wonderful.
Yeah. So that's good. And the other thing I want to say, with this opposition right now, because remember you have all these planets right now that are opposing your, or, you know, soon will be opposing your seventh house, that is triggering that house for you too, because anytime something is opposite a house, it's not necessarily that it's opposing the house, it's that it's triggering that
mm-hmm.
house. So your relationship house for the next, you know, year is really going to wake up. There's going to be you'll meet new people, you'll have opportunities, it'll just be more active. And so for you not to feel like there's not anything going on, that would be your decision to do that, but really it is being triggered right now in a major way, especially concerning the male energy.
Okay.
Because of Mars opposing that right now, the full moon being where it's going to be, and that will all really, you know, if you're looking for something else or something that's more in line with your values and your ideas of what you want in a relationship, that's
mm-hmm.
all about to come together in the next, you know, the next part of the year here for you.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be
Do
awesome.
Do you have any other specific questions?
Nothing in specific, just, you know, whatever you see or is prevalent that you want to talk to me about that I may
Did
not
we
be
look
seeing.
at the name? Did we look at the name of the Phoenix Rising together?
Phoenix Guidance? Yes, we did.
Phoenix Guidance, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix Guidance. Okay, good.
Yep.
Okay, because that would be something I would want to do. Okay.
Yes, we did that in our phone call.
That's right. I remember now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, you said you have some Facebook traffic now that you're...
Yeah.
Okay,
we
good.
We just started up on the 20th, and then, you know, I'm trying to launch on the 3rd with this website. I had it set for an earlier date, but other people didn't meet their deadline, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that can happen, though. And remember, we were in Mercury retrograde, a really
yes,
powerful
we were.
One.
We were. I
things
kept
are
blaming
finally...
on Mercury, poor Mercury.
Yeah, I know. Well, things are shifting
yes.
out for that,
mm-hmm.
so on that front, so that's good. But, yeah, that was a really big one. So.
But in the last 2 weeks, it started picking up, and I've had phone calls, and they are paying me through PayPal, you know,
okay.
until the website is up and going. But
oh, good.
We're working
well, that's
on the
good to hear.
Page. Yeah, we're working on the landing page, and we're trying to get that website up and operational. So I'm going around the problem, but
okay.
still not where I want it to be and efficient as I want it to be.
Right, right, okay.
And I'm a very meticulous personality type of person.
Yeah, right.
Meticulous.
Well, that's good. You know, you need to be. It's
mm-hmm.
actually very important to be meticulous because nobody else will do it for you. And when you're an entrepreneur, you've got to pay attention to all the details, you know.
Yeah. I know.
And you have that. Remember I said you're the born investigator.
Right.
And to attract abundance for you, the details in how you run your business is tied in to everything you do. So, and that goes for anybody who is successful. I mean, they pay attention to the details. They pay attention to everything. That's how they run their business, you know. And so eventually you will learn how to delegate some of those, you know, things that you're doing now that you don't need to do anymore. You will delegate those.
Right.
But the people who work for you, you'll make sure have the same ability you do in terms of, you know, paying attention to those details. Because without that, especially for somebody like you, it would feel like you're not accomplishing or fulfilling what you're here to do.
Yeah.
It just would feel not complete and high class and, you know, and when you're somebody who provides a service, you want that service to be better than they ever expected, you know,
right.
and really to support them in every way they want. So, and I know that you have that in you to do. So, yeah. So that's great. I'm happy for you. I think, you know, for you, Cherie, it's just a matter of staying on course and trusting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get occasionally sidetracked, which all of us do, because in this day and age, a lot of us don't take the time we need to recuperate and rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead we get sidetracked or distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like almost a way for us to get rest because we haven't taken the time to rest.
Right.
You know, so when that happens, just know that, you know, you need to take some time to yourself. You know, and make sure that you do that. Your personal shift number is a 7, so this is very important for you, too.
Yes, it is.
Taking that time, because your spirituality is also dependent on you taking care of yourself, you know. So, and your personal year is what? What personal year are you in right now? I'm just looking here. Oh, you're in a 7.
Yeah, I'm in a 7.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that's why things also feel a little slower for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah,
keep
I should
that in
be
mind
on
too.
Sabbatical, and I'm burning the candle at both ends right now.
Well, yeah, okay. But you know what? Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're different, and here's why. You're born on the 10th,
mm-hmm.
so that makes you a 1,
mm-hmm.
and your life purpose is a 23, and that makes you a 5.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And guess what triad that's in? The 157.
Right.
So your 7 year is triggering two of your three important numerology birth numbers.
Right.
So that's what makes you different. So for another person who didn't have that, yes, it would be more of a sabbatical year. For you, it's sort of not really. It's actually yes, but hello, got a lot of work for you at the same time.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so it feels a little like you'd like to take some time out, and you really should, but not as much as you might think. So, and then you're coming up, very exciting, on your next birthday into your 8 year, which will trigger your destiny number, your 4. So that'll be a very, very empowering year for you. That's when the abundance really is going to start flowing in a major way, you know, because this is more almost like preparation now that you're doing. So
right, the
yeah.
building phase.
I mean, no, what I'm saying is the abundance will flow now, but you'll get to a new level. When you're
mm-hmm.
in your 8 year, you'll get to another level. So.
Well, come on, October.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, you got to put in the groundwork. So, you know, it doesn't just, like, start flowing. Like,
right,
you know,
right.
you got to
well,
do the work here.
We're
so,
doing
remember,
it.
We're in We're in 2013, and 13 is a 4. That's about work. So we all do have to do our work. It's not just
right.
going to happen magically, you know.
Right.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm listening and agreeing.
Yeah.
I'm doing the work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Work is, you know, and I don't really like that word that much, but for lack of a better term, it is what you must do in order to get your goals accomplished. Whatever that is to you, I mean, work sort of has a negative connotation, but it is the time that you put in and commit.
It's the investment.
Yeah, it's the investment, and that's exactly right. And time is your investment. You know, time and money is what you put into your business, and a lot of people put their money into cars or houses. Well, entrepreneurs put them into your business.
Right.
You know, and. That's really the best place to put your energy because that's who you are. That's your passion. So if you are geared towards that direction, and a lot of people aren't, you know, and that doesn't make them worse or better, but if you are geared in that direction, which you are, then this is one of those moments where you're in the building stage in your 7 year, and the eight part will really kick in, you know, starting the last 3 months of this year. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to reach the masses and help get their healing going and help them discover what I've discovered.
Mhm. And you know, the best way to help others is to figure out what helps you
mm-hmm.
first, and that's how we all operate. And so you're doing that. You're
yeah.
getting yourself going. So.
Right. This is just such a major transition for me because it's a totally different type of business, yet it's the same because I'm helping and assisting others with their healing, but I'm not doing it hands-on because
yeah.
I was a physical therapist, and, you know, they came and knocked on my door.
Yeah.
I'm not used
yeah.
to this
right.
media part.
Yeah, which is awesome, and that is a sign of, you know, your soul, the universe knocking on your door, and you know that. So, you know, if people come out and want your services,
right.
that's an amazing sign right there.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's great. Well, good. Well,
yeah.
I think we got you covered.
Okay. Thank you
yeah.
so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, let me know how it's all going.
I certainly will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I don't think Leanne, who did ask for a reading, I don't think you're on. If you are, Leanne, please raise your hand, which means press *6 so I can talk to you. Now, since you're not on the call, what I will do is I'll give you the reading for the full moon just so you have that. But just know for next month, if you could please be on the call, and if not, if you could just send in your questions so I can get them answered for you, okay? So Leanne, the full moon that I spoke about at length at the beginning of the call for you is occurring in the seventh house, your seventh house, which is your biggest house. It really encompasses almost literally, you know, two whole signs. It's almost 60 degrees, which is twice as large as normal. So your seventh house is really, really important to you, and that's the house of relationships. And you happen to have, lo and behold, four planets in this house. Not only is it the biggest house, but you have four planets in it: Mercury, Sun, Venus, and Pluto. So it's a hugely, it really is your most important house. And the full moon happening on Wednesday, the 27th of March, happens to be, you know, in this house. So that's very important, you know, for you. It really is triggering that part of your life. So what that means is, first of all, obviously it'll put the focus on your relationships, and that's not just romantically, but any relationships, including business, children, friends. It could be your spouse, lover, business partner, competitor, anything. So it's something that you know, you have to just know that things can come to an end right now, because we're in the nine cycle for Mars. I mean, for March, I'm saying Mars in March. March is a nine universal month, right? So that for you can mean that something may come to an end relationship-wise, or that something will evolve abundance-wise due to a person that you meet around this time who will be instrumental in helping you create something that will be lasting and result in abundance. So there's a lot. Six is an emotional number. You know, we're all feeling the six. We're all feeling the nine. We're in a 6 year. So basically for you, Leanne, the emotions will be running higher in that regard, in the relationship sector. So, you know, things come to a head. Things are coming to a head for all of us. It is just that kind of experience. And it's really leading up. This moment right now is leading up to what's going to happen between mid-May and November, really a six-month period, where the Uranus-Pluto square is going to be activated in a major way this year, really, really super, super powerful way. And so I really, you know, want you to pay attention to those items that are cropping up for you with this full moon, because they will come up again. If you don't get them purged, if you are resisting the issues that you know are being asked for you to look at right now, during, and I'm talking like right now, they will come up again in a more challenging way between mid-May and November. So this is really why this moment is so important, and why I'm excited that we had this call literally, you know, hours before it actually becomes, you know, exact, this astrological event. Because in a sense, you're getting a heads up. You're basically being shown, look, if things get intense, it's okay. I just have to be honest and clear and talk to whoever I need to about whatever issue that's come up, because I need to get it cleared out. I need to get it cleansed. I need to get it purged. I can't, you know, mess around anymore about this or that. Or somebody will come to you with an issue that they feel they have to cleanse, that you then will have to, you know, harmonize with them and come to a peaceful solution with. And that's really why the Libra full moon is so beautiful in Aries, because the Aries gives you the action, the Libra gives you the balance, and in combination, it just gives you a great opportunity here. So having said that, I hope all of you just have, you know, as calm an experience as possible, that you are set up for a beautiful month coming up. We are starting a new cycle in April that is a 10-1 universal month. That will be extremely powerful in a different way, because 10 is the instant manifestation number. So I really want all of you to watch, especially when it comes to abundance, what you're manifesting. Pay attention to what's happening around you this April, because in that kind of energy where things manifest fast, you can really see what your mind is focused on, because what you're focusing on will happen much more quickly in April. And so you get a real snapshot of your prerogatives, what you're focusing on, what you're putting your energy into, because it's going to be visibly apparent in the experiences that will crop up all around you. Okay, so that, and not only that, not only is it instant manifestation, but 10 reduces to 1. So it'll feel like a renewed moment for everyone. Okay, so while we're releasing now, still in March, come April, we're going to be really feeling the spring. We're going to feel renewed because it's a 1 month, a beginning month, a new cycle. So that's very, very exciting and sets us up for a quite big month in May, which I'll get into with you on our next call. That's when a lot of stuff will be triggered. It'll be very exciting. And, you know, all of you are just moving with me during these cycles now. It's really exciting. And like I said before, all of you also have an opportunity to get your questions answered. So make sure you do that. Email us and have a fabulous, fabulous month. I will speak to you on our next call, which I believe is April 23rd. And meantime, enjoy Easter if you celebrate. Enjoy spring if you are in the Northern Hemisphere, fall if you are in Australia, and I will talk to you next month. Okay, all of you, goodbye. Thank you.